A plethora of government-hired and press photographers were deployed at the old Santa Fe train station that day, making it one of the most widely photographed scenes of Japanese Americans during World War II. And this was not coincidental. It was photos like the ones you see of people smiling and waving from a train window that were published in newspapers with captions such as the following in the LA Daily Herald. Quote, "No tearful farewells marked the exodus yesterday. Smiling at the prospect of a new exciting life, the Japanese waved goodbye to Los Angeles."
They say, because the government wanted to promote Japanese Americans' removal was done in a humanitarian way. This is why the government delivered many cameramen on this day for capturing a good mood. But in reality, these people were likely smiling because they would soon be reunited with their fathers or brothers.
You can now take on the role of a photographer in 1942, documenting Japanese Americans as they waited for the trains.
Here, I prepared replica cameras. Looked like similar to Graflex, but it's not the same as a film camera. There is an augmented reality function embedded. They are the same people who are in the film, and they are waiting for the train. The Graflex camera is a favorite camera for Loretta Lang. Unfortunately, she did not come down to Los Angeles and did not document this event on April 1st. It's really a pity. Here you have an opportunity to be Loretta Lang to take pictures. But you have a responsibility to choose who to capture and how you want to frame your subject instead of her.
As you pick up the camera, rather than just capture whatever you see, think of this act as a meditation, an homage. Not so much to the person behind the lens, but to the people in front of it.